So you are coming into the time of being, and channel is running ahead of me, so I shall have to make an effort to catch up. So when we are looking at the power of being, we are looking at holding the energy of the universe in a heart-centered place and holding it. And so that what comes out of you in terms of what you are sending out comes only from this universal place of love that matches the love in your heart and comes through the filter of that heart. This is not an esoteric spiritual teaching anymore. We want you to know there was a time when this was an esoteric spiritual teaching, because there was not a way to practice it in the world. The world was so tightly compartmentalized and so defended in all of its places that that lesson had to be taught to the individual in order to stay safe and connected. Your world has been cracked open, and you see it everywhere. And now this lesson becomes an eminently practical lesson. So what we are talking about in very simple terms means that when you look at any other being in your life, in your world, and you hear things coming out of their mouth that you know not to be the speech of peace, you know it not to be the speech of love, you simply hold in your own body that speech and that emanation. And you can even, when someone is saying to you, "I really hate," and then you can, what is it you always say, fill in the blank there about things they hate. You can inside of yourself say, "And these are things that I love." And if they say, "I hate a race of some sort or religion or whatever they are hating," and you say inside of yourself, "And I love the children of all races. And I love that everyone gets to find their own religious expression," whatever that might be. You do not have to say that to them, but you want to hold it. Because when you hold it, you are creating literally a force field around you. And that force field is one of love. And force fields impact. They heal. They illuminate. They change things that you may have thought could not be changed. And so we want you to take this simplest of lessons and practice it as much as you can. You see, here comes the negative thought. And here is the old response. "Not that, not that." And here is the new response. "I love life in this day. I love the children of the world. I love illumination." And that is what you are doing instead of this. We want you will have opportunity to practice it. We are, on one hand, sorry that you will have opportunity to practice it, but we do want you to practice it, because what you are doing is filling with an energy that counters whatever that energy is around you. Now, what you will find is that there will be a number of people who resent that you are not joining them on the negative slide. And that is fine, that happens, but please do not join them. And this is where it takes some internal strength. And again, this could be about a bad system. And someone says, I hate how this system works. And it is legitimate. And you can say, and there is a part of this system that works very well. So whatever is coming at you, you are looking for the loving and the centered countering, not to say, but to hold. When you have a number of people together holding, you have a power. You have a force field. You have something that can actually make changes in the world around you. So this is not, we don't want to confuse you here. There was a movement that we saw on Earth that I believe was called the Pollyanna movement that was really unfortunate because it did not allow a place for acknowledging what was true. And of course we acknowledge what is true, but what we want to hold is we want to hold the thing that is loving, the thing that is light, the thing that works. And this requires self-discipline, which we understand completely. And we know you will not always be able to do this, but you must understand that you are building a power when you move in this other way. And sometimes it is challenging. And we believe you are right not to watch too much of it, because there is so much of it. But even in your news, there is horror, but there is also the return of children to their families and people back to their homes. There is that. And so if you can hold, then you are making a power. And it is the kind of power that we want you to make. And so this, again, we know we seem to be asking a lot of you. And indeed we are, because we need little force fields walking around in the world to make a bigger force field that can make the larger changes that need to be made. Now, your question may be, then what do we do with our feelings about the things that are bad and the things that are wrong? Here is what you do. You acknowledge them. You acknowledge them. And you say, yes, that is bad. I know that is bad. My feeling about it is bad. I acknowledge it, and now I'm going to release it. I have not let go of the knowledge, but I have let go of the feeling that goes with negative knowledge. So this, we feel that we are throwing you into the, what do you call, the PhD program of life. And we indeed are doing that, because life is changing so fast that we need to have a position in which we can make the change. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply, easily. Feel a warm rain fall and wash away the challenges of the week, the news, all of the things that are around you. Give it to the rain. Let the rain wash it away. open the crown and let the rain fall into your body and wash each of the chakras, the third eye, the throat, the heart, the solar plexus, the second center, the root. Feel a flame in your heart and let that flame send individual flames down, down to your solar plexus, second center, root, and flames up to your throat and your third eye and your crown. And feel that light shining in your field, in your body, in your energy. Move your attention into your heart center. And look around you at the beauty that you've created, a place from which you love, from a place where you find safety and peace and beauty and creativity. Now see that a path opens to you. And step onto the path and let the path take you up with no effort on your part. And the air is full of blessing. Breathe them in. And find that you are moved upward till you come to a place of hope. Know that the energy of hope is powerful, not weak. It is a way of holding for the best, no matter what is happening. And breathe the energy of hope into yourself and see if there is a color or a symbol. And come to the path again and let the path move you upward without effort, without striving. And let it bring you to the place of freedom. Thank you. look for a symbol or a color as you're drawn. Now step back onto the path and let it take you to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known the gift, turn and begin to come back down the path, breathing in the blessings that are all around you. Come back into your heart, breathe into your heart center to balance and to ground. When you've grounded, open your eyes.